Hey beautiful humans, welcome back to Dopamine Hacker, your daily dose of brain-boosting wisdom and real talk about reclaiming your life in a world obsessed with constant connection. I'm Sienna Cruz, your friendly neighborhood guide through this digital jungle, here to help you outsmart the scroll and live a life that feels truly fulfilling. Today's topic is something near and dear to my heart, setting boundaries for a healthy work-life balance. Ever feel like you're constantly tethered to your laptop, emails pinging in at 3 a.m. and weekends blurring into weekdays? Yeah, me too. But listen up, because I'm spilling the tea on how to reclaim your time, energy, and sanity. Now, let's be real, boundaries can feel intimidating. You might think, am I being selfish? Or what if my boss thinks I'm not dedicated enough? But honey, hear me out. Setting boundaries is not about being difficult, it's about self-respect and prioritizing your well-being. Think of it like this: you wouldn't let just anyone barge into your home uninvited, right? Your time and energy are precious resources, deserving the same level of protection. First up, define your non-negotiables. What activities bring you joy outside of work? That evening yoga class, that weekend brunch with friends, that blissful hour reading a good book — these are things to fight for. Schedule them into your week like any other important meeting and treat them as sacred time. Remember, recharging is not a luxury, it's a necessity. Next, communicate clearly and confidently. Don't be afraid to say no to extra projects or late-night emails when you're already feeling stretched thin. You can politely decline with a reason like, I'm fully committed to my current workload and want to ensure I deliver quality work on time. Remember, a well-managed workload leads to better outcomes for everyone. Speaking of communication, establish clear expectations around technology. Set specific times when you'll check emails and messages. Outside of those times, put your phone on do not disturb mode or even step away from the screen altogether. You deserve uninterrupted time to focus on other things without feeling constantly tethered to your devices. Embrace the power of me time. Carve out dedicated time for activities that nourish your soul, whether it's meditation, journaling, taking a walk in nature, or simply relaxing with a cup of tea. These moments of self-care are essential for your mental and emotional well-being. Finally, remember you are not alone in this journey. Talk to friends, family, or colleagues about their experiences setting boundaries. Join online communities where people share tips and strategies. Remember, creating a healthy work-life balance is an ongoing process that requires effort and commitment. Okay, imagine this. You're finally off work, ready to unwind after a long day. But then your phone starts buzzing with emails, messages, and notifications from your boss asking for updates on a project that wasn't urgent before the end of the day. You're already feeling drained and you just want to relax. This is where those boundaries we talked about come into play. Instead of responding immediately, take a deep breath. Remember, it's okay to politely decline requests outside your designated work hours. You can send a brief message saying something like, I'll be checking emails first thing tomorrow morning. That way, you protect your time and set clear expectations. So remember, setting boundaries isn't about shutting yourself off from the world. It's about creating space for what truly matters to you: your well-being, your relationships, your passions. By prioritizing your needs, you create a ripple effect of positive change in all areas of your life. You become more present, more productive, and more fulfilled. Ready to level up your work-life balance? This week, I challenge you to identify one non-negotiable activity outside of work and schedule it into your week. Treat it like an important appointment and don't let anything interfere with it. Share your wins on social media using the hashtag #DopamineHacker or tag me at Sienna Cruz. Let's build a community of boundary setters together. Until next time, keep hacking those dopamine loops and remember you are in control of your life. Own it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.